This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show!
Spoiler alert! What Did You Watch This Week is a candid discussion about recent movies and TV shows, and it may contain spoilers if you haven't watched them yet. Listen at your own risk.
Welcome to episode number 410 of What Did You Watch This Week? My name is Mike.
My name is John.
Ooh, how goes it, John? How was your weekend?
Oh, it goes. It goes pretty well. How about yourself?
Oh, pretty good, I reckon. I watched some stuff and things. I got a few movies to chat about, a few trailers to chat about, and not too much shows. Not too much on the show side.
I have a lot of shows, and I have one movie to talk.
I guess let's jump in both feet. We watched Ghosts, the most recent episode. We actually watched it tonight right before we started recording.
What'd you think of that?
It was okay.
It did seem like some of the jokes this time were a little bit too, they were trying too hard. They were a little bit too,
I mean, slapsticky. How stupid are they that they hire the woman that tried to scam them, who's a known con artist, to pretend to be the outside investor?
Yeah, it very much felt like slapstick sitcom stuff.
Yeah, the only thing this episode accomplished for me was getting Isaac away from making decisions about how they're going to spend his money, quote unquote, because that was actually annoying me.
It was.
The way they were kowtowing so much to him about things.
And I felt like maybe they recognized that a lot of people were frustrated by that. So they were like, hey, here you go, guys. We're doing away with it. Like, muted himself and is talking to somebody off camera.
Yeah. It was annoying. It was getting way too over the top. Like, oh, I don't like this color tile because it reminds me of the Benjamin Franklin's one gray tooth, which I know none of you can relate to. But every time I see it, it was just like, shut up.
Yeah.
It was absolutely. It was pulling from my enjoyment of the show.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
But that was the good part, though, of the episode. We got that. One of the C stories or B stories was Hetty. They looked at DNA and Hetty is Irish.
And Thor knew it.
Thorfinn knew it because that used to be your imaginary friend, and he heard them talking and this and that. And I think my favorite part is when he goes, oh, you're surprised that the red-haired, alabaster-skinned woman is Irish. Like, it's just like, duh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was funny, actually.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't their best episode. Like, it really felt like a lot of the jokes were ridiculous. It was one of the first times that I watched this and thought, I kind of don't care to be watching this right now.
Yeah, I get that. But I don't know how many more episodes we're going to get this season because of how many they've had in the previous seasons.
Mm-hmm.
18 the first season, 22 the second season, 10 the third season. So I don't know what we're going to get this season. I can't remember what they said the order was. But we were 10 in, so.
Mm-hmm. Where?
The writer's strike is why we had that shortened 10-episode season last year. So hopefully we have a good 20 episodes to watch.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Yeah. Let's see here. We watched a couple more episodes of The Night Agent, season 2.
How's that treating you?
We're enjoying it. I think we're 4 episodes in now. I know you're not watching it.
No, I hadn't watched the first season, even though you had said that it was good. It just never got around to it.
Yeah, no, I completely understand that. It's good. You know, the story's unfolding. You know, the bad guys are double-crossing bad guys, of course, and you know, everyone's like, who can you trust here and there? And you know, it's interesting. You know, typically, like, you'll have, like, the party, and the agent's going to sneak in as a caterer by putting on the uniform, and that's how he's going to get around and this and that and everything and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was actually kind of refreshing where, like, the head security guy was just like, hey, can you help me out with something for a minute? And the guy's like, yeah, sure. And he's like, we have to go do this task. And he takes him down there, and they're having their conversation. Basically, the security guard's just like, yeah, by the way, I don't know who you are, but you're definitely not a caterer. I watched you come in the room. I watched you do this like I do, blah, blah, blah. And it was like he used his skills to detect another guy.
Mm.
And it was rather interesting as opposed to just like the blind, like, you know what I mean? It's like, hey, we're going to highlight this agent's skill by mm-hmm. having him detect our agent as opposed to them always getting away with everything.
Right.
So that was kind of interesting. That was nice. That was a different...
I appreciate that. You know, you don't see that very often. And I was watching something recently where it was just like everything happens because this character is perfect. You know, they just everything that they do, they get it right. They're dead on. And it's annoying when it's like that. So I like to hear that he got caught.
Yeah, it is annoying when things are like that. And he got caught not because like he was sneaking into the room he was trying to sneak into. He got caught. He got made long before then.
Mm-hmm.
So that was actually nice as well, because it was just like, oh, no, this guy actually knows his job. He just. Yeah. So that was kind of nice. But no, I enjoy it thoroughly. I mean, it's a hard sell for me as far as people watching it.
I feel like that one and Night of the Jackal, I have to. I have to get to.
Yeah, Night of the Jackal was very solid.
I saw some other people who were rating it pretty highly, so seems to be very universally liked. You look like you're looking for something. Your eyes keep darting back and forth.
No, I'm looking at this to see, I can't remember how many episodes of the show I've watched. So I was just looking.
Real quick. Gotcha.
What do you got for shows you're watching?
We're still watching Arcane, but we haven't watched anything new on it. Still an amazing show. We got a couple more episodes of season 2 of Shrinking Down. Again, I can't believe you're not watching this show. I think you would love it. It's by the guy who did Scrubs. It's Harrison Ford, Jason Segel. I mean, it's so good. It's so friggin' good. I think you'd really like it.
I'm going to get a month of Apple TV Plus here at some point so I can check out a bunch of stuff on there. I just, you know, haven't gotten around to it.
$10.
I think it's like seven. I think it's like $8, isn't it?
Something like that. Either way, it's like 5 minutes of your time at work.
Thanks.
We watched another couple episodes of Harley Quinn. Still loving that show. It's great. Dexter Original Sin. Once again, you really need to be watching this. It is so friggin' good. Looking forward to watching last night's episode tonight after we get done recording this. It's usually a nice Monday treat to have because it comes on Sundays, but it's like 10 o'clock.
Yeah, it's pretty late, huh?
Yeah, so not really staying up to watch that. And let's see. Third episode of Severance, season 2 is out.
Oh, sorry. I've watched 3 episodes of Dexter.
Original Sin?
Yes.
Oh, tell me about that.
Yeah, so I decided to check it out. I'm 3 episodes in so far. So I'm up to Miami Vice.
I love some of the names.
Yeah. I gotta say, like, I had to go back and reread the original run and then the sequel series just to get some stuff in. So the actress that's playing Deb in this, very, very good job being Deb.
Yeah.
You know, it's a shame that Deb's always been that way.
Yeah.
Just kind of angry and stressed and just anxiety ridden and just, yeah.
I get it though. I mean, she's she's kind of been tossed by the wayside because her mom's gone and dad and brother are so bonded and joined at the hip, but for reasons she doesn't know.
And that's the thing she brings up is the fact that, like, at least when mom was around, she had someone.
Mm-hmm.
And now that mom's gone. But they did that thing where dad had a heart attack, so Deb's going to grill them tofu because that always works out well. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the same way New Year's resolutions don't work. People try to make too many massive life changes all at once, mm-hmm. and they just end up rejecting it.
So far I'm really enjoying it. I did like how they kind of started the series with Dexter being in the car from the end of the first run, the second series.
Uh-huh.
And so he's alive still. He wasn't, you know, that they've decided that he's still alive.
Which opens the door for Dexter resurrection.
Absolutely. And he is brought to the hospital by his girlfriend,
uh-huh.
who is going to arrest him for being the Bay Harbor Butcher and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so this is, he saw his life flash before his eyes before he was zapped back to life. And now he's telling us the story of what he saw. So I like how they did that. So far, I'm enjoying the flashbacks. There's nothing, I don't think I was such a big Dexter fanboy the first time through where, like, I have all these like distinct memories because I've never gone back to rewatch it. But there's no glaring conflicts I've seen so far.
The guy who they got to play Batista could be his twin.
Oh, yeah. They did a good job with that. They did a real good job with that.
Also, what do you think of the fact that they've got all the people smoking inside constantly because it's still, you know, early enough in the 90s that was a thing?
Kate and I were watching it. It's 1992, so literally everybody is smoking.
Yep.
Inside, anywhere. Like, yeah. But it was interesting seeing Dexter get his first kill,
mm-hmm.
how he was pre-med and then, you know, gets this job doing the. It was interesting how we got the job as the paid intern at the lab where he like was at the thing. And you think that I want to say woo. It's not woo because that's grim.
Matsua. Anyway.
Yeah, when he's just like, seems more interested in hitting on the girls and the Dexter asking him the questions, but obviously he was paying attention and
mm-hmm.
like, he didn't really work hard to get that job in the lab.
No, but it is just an internship. So it's not an actual job. And you got to remember this was 92. So there wasn't like LinkedIn or social media or anything like that.
Hiring was a lot different then. Yes.
Yeah.
Plus,
it helped that his dad works there and is so well-respected.
And we're still seeing wicked awkward Dexter trying to, like, go along to get, like, you know, he's got to fake emotions or fake being friendly
mm-hmm.
or force it. Not fake, but force it, because that's not his instinct.
Right.
So we're still learning to walk on that or learning the ropes on that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like the fact, and I've mentioned this before, but now that you've seen it, I think you can appreciate it. I like the fact that Michael C. Hall is the inner voice or the narrator.
Yes. Yes. That is excellent. That
I really love the kid playing him. He does a really good job, but I think if he had been the narrator, it wouldn't have been as punchy.
The only thing that really is glaring is they had James Remar play his dad when he saw his dad as the ghost, and him and Christian Slater just don't look anything alike
at all. No, it is a big miss.
Exactly. Especially seeing how, like, I'm pretty sure Christian Slater's character is going to die by the end of this season because he died when Dexter was 20 and Dexter's 20.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, I'm enjoying it thoroughly. Like you said, if you like the original two Dexter series, you'd like this.
Yeah.
And it is interesting watching him learning his way or whatever when it comes to the killing.
Yes. Yeah, his first one, without giving it away, is really good.
Yes.
It's noble, which is what it was always meant to be. You know, there's a good reason behind it. So now you'll have to let me know once you've gotten up to episode 7.
Okay.
where, again, I hope they put out the, but yeah, we're going to be watching episode 8 tonight, but episode 7 was very interesting.
Okay.
That's all I'll say. But yeah, when you get Apple TV Plus, do yourself a favor. Don't just check out Shrinking, check out Severance. If anything, check out Severance. We just watched the third episode and it was, there's so much going on. It's like Lost, but better. And you've got all these people online with all these theories, all these ideas, stories. Did you notice this? Did you notice this? You know, hey, did you notice that the end credits are always black with white lettering, except for this week's episode, it was white with black lettering. Little nods, like, you know, a brief glimpse of the fact that kids are watching Danger Mouse on a TV. And you're like, well, wait a minute. Danger Mouse aired in like the early 80s. Is this happening in the early 80s? Or is this just one of those channels on their TV that reruns old shows? Because we have
those. It could be Nickelodeon.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So there's a lot of speculation, a lot of postulation. It's so much fun.
Yeah, the only other show I'm watching regularity is The Waltons, and I'm not gonna deep dive on that. It's just, it's The Waltons. We're almost finished up with season 4.
Okay. So I did a rewatch this weekend. We binge rewatched, for me it was a rewatch, for Julie it was first time, Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Oh, that's good stuff right there.
Yeah, I sold her on it by saying, you know, hey, it's Sebastian Stan and Anthony Mackie playing Winter Soldier and Falcon, you know?
Yeah, it's, and the movie like opens up in 10 days.
Wow. So she didn't know anything about what's coming up in the movie.
Yeah.
So we watched this, and it's a really good series. It's interesting. I don't know if you had seen the thing recently where Anthony Mackie was on tour in Rome and made those comments where he said that as far as he's concerned, Captain America doesn't represent America. He represents a lot of things like truth, justice, and honor and honesty, and being good, but he doesn't represent America. And there are a lot of people online who are very mad about that. But I think if you go back and you rewatch Falcon and the Winter Soldier, or even just go watch Chris Evans in 2011 or so, Chris Evans said the same thing about Captain America. You know, Captain America was never meant to represent America. He was meant to represent being good,
yep,
punching Nazis. You know, he ends up fighting the U.S. government quite often, actually.
He kind of sure does.
Yep. He fought against them in Civil War. He fought against them in Winter Soldier when Hydra had infiltrated. I mean, it certainly looks like he's going to be doing it again with Red Hulk. So, yeah, but it's a great series. This is the one that introduces us to the Flag Smashers. This is the one that introduces us to John Walker, who
Johnny Walker
by the end US becomes agent. U.S. agent and will be starring in the Thunderbolts. Yeah, so that was fun. And then we watched the first, there were three episodes available, but we only watched the first so far of season 2, School Spirits.
Yeah, I asked Kate if that's something that she had watched with me, and she said no. So I guess that's something I'm watching on my own.
Okay. So this one picks up right where season 1 left off, and it is great so far. It answers some stuff without answering all of it. There's still a lot of mystery as to what happened specifically. But yeah, I'm very much looking forward to this. I kind of wanted to parcel it out, and we were doing the Falcon and Winter Soldier binge. So kind of want to parcel it out a little bit. I believe they're like a 41-minute, 42-minute.
Okay. Yep.
But first episode back was great. And then I picked up two new shows this week. One was Your Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man, which is the new animated Spider-Man. Yeah. They're half-hour episodes, and meh. The animation style is kind of reminiscent of like the old 60s and 70s animation. It hasn't grabbed me yet. I'm a big Spider-Man fan, huge Spider-Man fan. But it hasn't grabbed me yet. It's not convincing me that I want to keep watching this. It's not bad. It's just they're cramming a lot in. They're kind of doing an origin story yet again. It's a background show for me right now.
Oh, wow. Already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was the other new show?
It's a new one on Hulu called Paradise. Have you heard of this one?
I've seen commercials for it.
Okay. James Marsden is the president. And Sterling K. Brown is the head of his security detail. And that's all I'm going to say about it. Do yourself a favor. Throw on Hulu. Watch the first episode. There's three available right now. Watch the first episode and come back next week and tell me what you think. If you want to watch the second one, or we've watched two so far. But do yourself a favor and check this one out. It's that's all I'm going to say. Just check it out. It's it's by the same guy who did This Is Us.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay. Is it like a drama then?
It's definitely not the same vibes as This Is Us. I'll say that.
Okay. Is it action-y?
More suspense.
Okay. Okay.
And then I think that's about it for shows for me.
I guess what was your one movie then?
My one movie was Amazon gave me an opportunity. Sometimes they do this thing where they're like, hey, if you let us ship this later, we'll give you $1 or $2 on digital credits. So I had a few digital credits kicking around. So it cost me $3 to rent the movie Heretic.
Oh, what did you think of Heretic?
I fucking loved Heretic.
Me too.
I really loved Heretic.
It was extremely well done. I saw in the theater in Wisconsin in November when I was there. The two nights I was there, the second night it was raining pretty heavily all night. And after my class got over, I like went to the theater and I was like, what can I watch? Oh, Heretic. Perfect. Cause it's something I wanted to see anyways. It was not what I expected it to be from the trailer.
No, it was not.
And the first half is very dialogue heavy.
Very dialogue heavy, but good dialogue. But
good dialogue. It makes you think. I mean, I really enjoyed that thoroughly.
This is one that I would watch again just for the dialogue, just to hear like the discussions, the monopoly versus, you know, religion discussion and the way that he presented things and asked questions. There were a few flaws, you know, there were a couple of times when Julie and I were just like, how are they not seeing all these red flags? You know, for instance, and this isn't a spoiler, but, you know, they go to this guy's house because he asked for more information on the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And then shortly after they start talking to him about it, he pulls out a copy of the Book of Mormon that is annotated to fuck. Like there are tabs everywhere, colored tabs, little notes. Like he has been busy. So he knows more than they do. They even make a comment on that. So where are the red, you know, why are you not seeing the red flags? Either way, though, holy crap. This is a great movie. Even Julia, who doesn't like horror movies, she was like, I don't like horror movies. I love this movie.
Yeah, the second half was definitely a lot different than the first half.
Oh, yes, it was.
But Hugh Grant is fantastic in it. I think everyone was very good in it as far as those three main characters that we see. It was a very good flick. I'm waiting for it to come out on some sort of streaming service I already subscribed to so I can watch it again.
Yes.
Because I do want to see it again.
I don't want to pay for it again, but I would definitely watch this again when it's like on Max or something.
Yeah, but no, that was, you know, it was a great flick. I mean, I went to the movies alone in another state, and it was a great flick to do that too, quite frankly.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, this is a hard sell for anybody who likes a good theological, suspenseful, like, scary movie.
Yes.
And scary for different reasons. Like you said, the first half, it's scary because of, like, the real-life implications. The second half, it's scary for different reasons. And
I mean, there was some detailed dialogue going on in that flick.
Yes. And it leaves you with some very good questions at the end, not just from the dialogue, but from the way that the final scenes play out.
Yes. Yes. Precise. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So oh, I was.
God, it was so good.
I was a big fan of that.
Yeah.
Big fan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm that glad was, you checked it out. That's,
oh,
that's
it was phenomenal. I can't recommend it enough to people. That was just great. And again, I would watch that again just to hear the discussions, to listen to Hugh Grant. Like, we saw Hugh Grant as a villain in the Dungeons and Dragons movie.
But not a real villain. Like, no. It can't be Dungeons. No, this is like a villain, like an evil genius.
Yes. Sort of. Yes.
Dude, and that's exactly. He's an evil genius, mad professor.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, yes.
Complete with a laboratory.
Yeah.
You know, if you really think about it, he's an evil genius, mad professor who thinks. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. But yeah, no, it's a great, great flick.
It's amazing.
That's better than any of the movies I'm about to talk about.
Okay. Well, underwhelm me.
Yeah. So I, 1, 2, 3, 4, I got 5 movies to chat about. For reasons I can't explain, I watched the 2016 remake of Cabin Fever.
What?
Yup. Primarily because, like, I can't remember if I actually watched it or not previously. Like, I feel like I did, but I wasn't sure. And I was just like, whatever, fuck it.
Did they have the pancakes line?
No. Not like last time. Yes and no. Like, the kid yells pancakes and he bites the guy, but it's not the same as the first one where he's doing karate jumps and kicks and all kinds of shit like that.
Yeah.
This was tremendously better than the other 3 Cabin Fever movies in the series. I'll say that if this was the first one they did, it was definitely a lot better than the others, in my brief opinion. I watched a flick called Open 24 Hours on Peacock. It's a psychological thriller about a young lady who is on probation and she gets a job at an all night gas station. And it's like, oh, am I seeing things, hallucinating, or is this guy that's in jail really here?
Dumb.
Yeah, Kate just goes, it's dumb. It was interesting. I kept waiting for a twist that didn't happen, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. But it's like, I expected this twist to happen and then it didn't.
Okay.
So it was just like, oh, okay, well, they went a different route. They didn't go predictable. Again, can't give it a hard sell, but it's called Open 24 Hours. It's not too bad. Okay. I watched a classic flick that I know I had to have watched at some point in my life, probably a very long time ago, but I haven't seen it in forever.
Okay.
The old 1986 slasher Slaughter High.
I would be surprised if you hadn't seen
it. Oh, I 100% have seen this. You know, it's about an April Fool's joke that goes wrong. And then fast forward 10 years later at the class reunion and the guy gets his revenge, essentially, by killing people off. Okay. The music is so terrible. Like, the movie itself, the plot, some of the kills, you know, even some of the dialogue, you know, the standard nudity, all that, that's all great. But it was really cheesy, campy soundtrack that's on it. And it's not even like singing music or like it's like the like, you know, like in Nightmare on Elm Street or Friday the 13th, you know, you have like the,
yeah,
like you have that going on, or like, you know, you have that background soundtrack during scenes. Dude, this is so super cheesy bad. It almost takes away from it a little bit. That's and then I got I watched 2 new movies. The first, the Shudder original. So I got one movie to talk about. I just remembered to write it down. The Shudder original Dark Match, which got released last Friday. It is a, I guess, low budget horror movie, Canadian slasher film. It says the film is about a small wrestling company that takes a gig in a town where things are not what they seem. Chris Jericho's in it. He's like the big name guy. I enjoyed this thoroughly. It is definitely a cheesy horror movie with elements of like satanic rituals. wrestling, professional wrestling is involved. It is very cheesy, but I did enjoy it thoroughly, quite frankly.
Well, that's good.
But yeah. But yeah, no, it's, I don't know. It's fun. I think it's a fun flick. I think it's worth your time. Again, it's just a cheesy horror movie with satanic elements that involves professional wrestling. They did it, you know, it's like clearly everyone worked really hard on the film. Everyone kind of did a good job on it. And, you know, Chris Jericho is kind of like the fun, like, big star because he's a professional wrestler and he has he doesn't have a starring like feature role. He mm-hmm. plays the Prophet. So he's in it quite a bit, but he's not like one of the leads. He's a lead, but he's like a supporting lead.
Okay.
Yeah. The other one I watched on Shudder last night is #ChadGetsAxed. Or Chad okay. Gets the Axe. Sorry, Chad Gets the Axe. The synopsis is a group of social media influencers have chosen to live stream themselves exploring an abandoned home known as the site of a series of gruesome ritualistic murders led by a satanic cult. So it has real heavy found footage vibes to it. Because okay. it seems like it's like a found footage flick, if you will. But it's douchebag social what do they call them
influencers.
Yeah, social media influencers live streaming to themselves because they think they're very important at this place, and they each have their own streams kind of going, and they play pranks on each other, and they do a great job making them unlikable, making you want to unlike them, to not like them if you
okay
will. But yeah, it's actually, I enjoyed it thoroughly. Like, I really enjoyed it quite a bit. It's on Shudder again. It's called #ChadGetsTheAxe. And if you like found footage flicks, I think you'll like this movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do like a few of those found footage ones, like yeah. Chronicle and.
Yes.
What's yeah. the time travel one?
Oh.
Came out after Chronicle.
Yes. I know which one you're talking about. Oh, that was really good too.
Yeah. Project. Oh, it was Project something. Project Almanac.
I got to watch that again.
Yeah.
Yes.
I got to watch Chronicle and Project Almanac with Julia. I think she'd like those.
Yeah, I need to watch that again. And then the last movie I watched, I took Wesley to his first ever movie premiere. You know, back in the day when the movies would come out on Friday and so you could go like midnight Thursday, technically Friday midnight to go see the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then somewhere along the way, they were like, yeah, fuck that. Just put them at 7 p.m. on Friday. Or mm-hmm. no, it was like 10 p.m. on Thursday and then 9 p.m. Thursday and then 7 yeah. p.m. Thursday.
And then now Wednesday.
It's like, and now it's like 4 o'clock Thursday. It technically doesn't come out till Friday, but we'll show it Thursday evening.
Yeah, why not?
So I took Wesley to go see Dogman.
I've seen that pop up for a few different things. What is Dogman?
Dogman, okay, the guy that did Captain Underpants books did books called Dogman. And I didn't realize this until I saw the movie, but apparently it is a police officer and his canine companion who get blown up because they're idiots. And the only thing they can do is to save them both is to put the dog's head on the man's body. Hence, he becomes Dogman. Okay. That's a children's story, by the way. But it's a graphic novel story. Anyhow, so that was the movie we went and saw. Wesley loved it. That's all that matters.
Okay.
He loved it. He thought it was great. You know, I'll say like, it's a cute flick, but it's not. It wasn't like the be-all end-all for me. Way better than the My Little Pony, the movie I took Addison to see back in the day. Way better than that. Holy cow. Way better than that.
Fairly low bar, but that's good.
Doesn't matter, dude. Way better than that. But it's like, it's not like Shrek or Up or any of those Disney animated movies or DreamWorks animated movies where you're like, well, this appeals to children and adults. This is great. Nope, this is a DreamWorks flick. This is straight up a kid's movie. That is their target demographic. They don't even try to appeal to adults. It's straight up just for kids. But Wesley loved it, and that's really all I care about. We went, we got snacks, we watched the movie, we had a great time together. It was a fun father-son evening last Thursday night.
Nice.
Yeah. That's it for me on flicks.
Yeah, I only had the one, so
I guess let's jump into trailers.
Okay.
Let's see here. Oh, good. I'm glad that package will ship. How far back are we going? Happy Face was last week, right? Yes.
Yeah. Shouldn't be too much. We've only had 1 week.
Yeah. Little House on the Prairie reboot, I think, is the first thing.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, so my wife was just like, how can you do Little House on the Prairie without Michael Landon as Pa? I don't even
know. He's dead.
Well, of course he's dead, but she's saying someone else playing him she thinks is not possible.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. I mean, like, I'll watch it. We watched an episode today, practically, because it has that 24-hour channel that's always on at my house.
Oh, so, right. Yeah.
So, I mean, like, I know I'm going to watch it. At least check it out some. What you got next?
I was looking...
Oh, you said it's
Frankenstein.
Frankenstein, yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited about this. Basically, it's going to be a Frankenstein movie. It's written and directed by Guillermo del Toro, which automatically, you know, he does monster stuff well. I like his stuff. It's usually creepy and weird. But Oscar Isaac, Jacob Elordi, Mia Goth, Christoph Waltz. Damn. And it's November of 2025. So that's like this year.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, it does look good. I'm here for
that.
It
is going to be a sexy movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oscar Isaac, Jacob Elordi, Mia Goth. Oh, yeah. That's going to be some sexy stuff right there.
Nice. All right, let's see here.
We got a Welcome to Derry. Will kick off its story in 1962 and the time leading up to the events of It, Chapter 1. From there, it'll go basically backwards. Second and third season will jump back in time and take place in their own distinct decades.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So they're just going to keep going. It reminds me of the Fear Street that we got there, you know, going back and back and back. And
yeah, no, I think that's pretty cool. I like that concept. I like what they're going to do with that. I'm pretty kind of happy to see or very curious to see what they're how it's going to play out.
Absolutely.
Let's see here. Then I sent you the trailer for Locked with Bill Skarsgård.
Yep.
I'm not necessarily against this. It's interesting. A guy that's trying to steal a car gets locked in a car. It seems very fortuitous of Anthony Hopkins' character that he lucked out securing this fella. I don't know. It's not a theater movie for me. But it doesn't look terrible. The concept seems rather interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting to me that as soon as the phone picked up and he was being taunted by the owner of the vehicle, I was like, oh, Anthony Hopkins. Like,
yeah,
the guy has such a distinct voice that you just immediately are like, oh, it's Anthony Hopkins. Done.
You sent the trailer to Queen of the Ring, the official movie based on the life of Mildred Burke, based on the book Queen of the Ring. I'm excited for this movie. Hopefully it's playing somewhere around here because I'd love to go see it at the theater.
I thought it was something right up your alley.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've known about this movie for quite a while, and I've been very much looking forward to it. So And the last trailer is I sent you the trailer to Final Destination Bloodlines, which is not really a trailer as much as it's a death scene.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if this scene's going to be in the movie or not. Quite frankly, I hope it's not. Not because I know what it is, but because it's like, this is our teaser. This is it. Here's a teaser for the movie that opens up in May. It's Final Destination. There's going to be people died in really convoluted, fucked up ways.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was fantastic.
It reminded me of Saw. It was like the death was almost Rube Goldbergish.
Oh yeah, 100%.
It was so outlandish. Over the top.
Yes. Yeah, I don't care. Guys works at a tattoo parlor and he's shutting down for the night, and the ceiling fan knocks a chain loose, which gets attached to his big nose ring. He's got one of those, like, you know, like bull nose rings. Mm-hmm. And then the fan starts winding the chain up. So he's like trying to stop it. And then a fire gets started and then he falls into the fire. Like, it's fucking great. It's so ridiculously over the top.
It is. It is.
Like, it fits in. Like, it fits in the Final Destination. So, like, I'm pretty pumped to see the whole story in this. And I don't need to see any other trailers or anything else. Like, this was sufficient for me to say, like, okay, the person doing this movie is going to do it. The Final Destination, like, franchise, right, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm pretty excited for it.
Yeah. It should be fun.
Yeah. Looks real good.
I think that's it, isn't it?
That's it. I mean, other than, like, I don't know if this matters, the Grammy Awards were last night. That's music, isn't it, though? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, otherwise, like, they haven't been around that long, I guess. 67 years? Any movie categories? Let's see here. Oh, the people that perform live. Oh, Chapel Rome performed a Pink Pony Club.
Yeah, she did. Crushed it. So,
yeah, I'm not surprised. She was really good when we saw her. Record of the Year, Not Like Us by Kendrick Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard that album.
He did a good job. It was pretty well earned.
Album of the Year, Cowboy Carter by Beyonce.
Country Music Album of the Year as well.
Okay. Song of the Year, Not Like Us by Kendrick Lamar. I guess I need to hear the song. I've never heard it. Hey, so you want to know what's funny? I told back on Thanksgiving, I told Alexa just to play some music. And it played, I said, what's the most popular song this year? Play it. And it played a bar song, that Tipsy song.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no, I had never heard, I had heard the song before, but I had no idea what the singer, songwriter, whatever looked like. And then they were like the halftime show on the football game that day on Thanksgiving. And I'm like, oh, this is a black band. I had no idea. Like, it just. Like, I wouldn't have guessed.
What was the song again?
It's a bar song, Tipsy, by Shaboozy. And listening to it is just like, I was like, okay. Let's see. Best New Artist, Chapel Roan. No surprise.
One thing you should know with if you do go and listen to Not Like Us by Kendrick Lamar,
yeah,
it's a diss track. His feud with Drake ramped up.
Oh,
and
okay.
This so for it to be the song of the year, that's pretty impressive. He got a standing O when he was played at the.
That's hilarious. Best Pop Solo Performance, Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter. Best Pop Duo Group, Die With a Smile, Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars. Best Pop Vocal Album, Short and Sweet by Sabrina Carpenter. Best Dance / Electronic Recording, I don't know who that is. Best Dance Pop Recording, Best Dance Electric Recording. Best Remixed. Gosh. Best rock performance, Now and Then, The Beatles. Really, The Beatles won a Grammy. I mean, it's a great song.
It's an AI cover of it. So,
best metal performance, Mea Culpa. Best rock album, Hackney Diamonds. By the Rolling Stones got best rock album. That is interesting. Best rock song, Broken Man, Annie Clark. I don't know what that is at all.
I think it's a song.
Well, I'm assuming it's a song. Best alternative music performance, Flea by St. Vincent. All Born Screaming by St. Vincent got the best alternative music album. R&B, rap, and spoken word poetry. Okay, that's interesting that they group those together like that. There's a lot of awards they gave out. Best musical theater album, Hell's Kitchen. Okay. Country / American Roots. Best country duo performance. Two Most Wanted, Beyonce and Miley Cyrus.
I'm sorry. Is that a new type of dinosaur?
Beyonce.
I thought you said Miley Cyrus.
No, Miley Cyrus.
Ah.
Yeah. I have not heard most of these songs.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Anyhow, I guess that's everything for me. I couldn't remember if they had a movie category or not. They don't.
Cool. Well, tomorrow we're getting the Fantastic Four trailer.
Ooh, that's going to be good. Well, hold on. Ooh, I'm looking forward to watching that. I don't know if it's going to be good or not.
It's going to be good.
I feel like it's got to be good.
It's going to be good.
I feel like it has to be, yeah.
It's gonna be my...
Sure. All right, I'm on social medias. I'm Superstar Mel.
On Geek G33K.
That'd be our show.
Talk to you next week. Hello.